27-20 in Super Rugby, and 23 athletes from 5 sports have tested positive for banned drugs in rechecks from the London 2012 Olympics. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
We've got a partly cloudy day coming up. If there are going to be showers, it's going to be somewhere between 9 and 11 is what the Bureau is telling us. The chance of showers, as I say, in that time. There's large and powerful surf conditions this morning as well. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 19. And Monday, a possible shower and 19 as well. Currently, it's 11 in town.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB's amazing everyday value. Find out more at tab.com.au. Your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, has TAB Talk, the early mail and TAB market movers. Now your race day begins with Racing HQ. Interviews with trainers and jockeys and form experts with the right mail. Welcome to Racing HQ with Andrew Bensley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday, May 28. If you're joining us out of the 7 o'clock news, we're out to Randwick today for the Mackell Cup, and we've got a good three-rated track at the moment. That penetrometer has 4.91. It's pretty firm. The Bureau saying showers, if they do arrive, and they're starting to build up, Nevesh Ramdani told us, off the coast, they're going to arrive between 9 and 11 this morning, so we'll monitor that as we go. Kembla Grange, they had a very windy day there yesterday as well as Sydney. It's a good 3. Sandown Lakeside, they're a soft 7. Doomben for 10,000 day is a good 4, and the rail at 4 metres. So they're the main track reports. Ron Duffersey's in Brisbane, but he's done all the form for Randwick. Morning to you, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Beautiful day in Queensland. The sun's up, and it's going to be another ripper here for the 10,000. Interesting, with a monitor to that weather between later in the morning as far as the track's concerned at Randwick, whether we're working with a a real hard track, or it's going to get a little bit shifty if it rains on the day. So a little bit of a tricky situation there as well.
Yeah, well, keep an eye on that, obviously, between now and midday. Mike Fraser's online. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Nice to be here. Yeah, it's a pretty firm track. I walked the track on Thursday afternoon, and I think officially at that stage it was a good 4. Well, I thought it was much, much firmer than that. I thought it was better side of a good 3 on Thursday. I think we're as it stands, if we don't get any rain, they'll run records all day, because that track was pretty much as firm as I've seen it for quite a while. The good thing was it was very uniform from inside to out, so there was no disadvantage anywhere. But we're racing with a surface, as I said, that's going to be quite hard if the rain doesn't come. But notwithstanding, it's a good little meeting, and I think Ronnie would also point out that it's one of the few times we haven't had many runners coming off a barrier trial. I think there's only 9 runners contesting the meeting today that have trialled. Normally a meeting of this size would produce 35 to 40 last start trialers, and Tony Brazel must have been pretty quiet this week, because not many trialers at all. And the other interesting point too is that not many on the fresh side, Ronnie. There's only, I think there were 16 or 17 coming off any sort of a fresh run. So we're dealing with a lot of exposed form. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I think, and that helps us, I think. Hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right. We will go through the early scratchings shortly, but we've got to get to the airport because Chris Waller's there about to board a plane up to Brisbane. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Chris.
Thanks for sparing us a few minutes before you head up. Just for our listeners that may not have heard, we get a lot more listeners on a Saturday, the biggest race day of the week, but just within Costa Line, you just didn't want to travel the horse with that blood pitcher not 100%?
Yeah, it's hard to take risks when you're this close to big races, and we've sacrificed the Grand Prix today, hoping to ensure he's 100% for the Derby in 2 weeks today, so I think that's pretty achievable.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got nice runners in Queensland today, Chris. You start off with Amicus. Look, she's nice and fresh, and she's had 2 trials, and look, obviously in a suitable race.
Yeah, it goes really good fresh, Ron, too, so nice draw. She's had some bad luck with bad barriers, but when she draws well, she normally runs well, so looks to get a lovely run up on the pace today, and pretty well suited under the set weights and penalty scale.
My word. Old Janoob, he really caught my eye at Hawkesbury. He's so well in himself, in his skin, and he just looks in great shape.
Yeah, last run too, he finished off very strong. And I think they set a track record that day, and he was charging late, another few bounds, he almost wins the race. So another 200 metres to tell suit. He's not badly in at the weight, so I don't think he's got the top weight of 60, but it's only 6 kilos above the minimum. And yeah, he looks terrific, as you said, and he's going very well, and he's got a lovely gait.
Index length is in there also. It's a suitable race for him.
Yeah, he was suited by a slower run race last start at Rose Hill, so a more genuine gallop today and a little bit further will suit him as well.
Your two-year-old Earth, I thought it's stupid odds at 30 or 40 to 1 here. Can he improve with a rising distance?
Yeah, he certainly will. We needed to find a race for him in preparation for today, and 1,200 metres was the best we could find, and I thought he went really well considering the distance. So today will suit a bit better. I can realistically see him finishing in the first six. Mm. Whether he can run in the first three, I'm not sure, but as you say, certainly good odds.
Yeah. Emma Varshia, well, he's just a very genuine racehorse.
Yeah, he finds this race well-placed, so under the weight for age scale, he's one of the highest rated horses, and I guess he and Mighty Lucky would be better suited than him. So yeah, he's drawn well. I think eight's a good gate for him. He'll be midfield, ready to come into the race strongly over the concluding stages.
Chris, just with Rory Hutchings, I heard you after an interview on Wednesday when you won, I think, the last race, that you heaped great praise. He's obviously got weight problems, but he's working extremely hard to see where he is right now, losing that claim.
Yeah, and very talented rider. He's got great hands. He's a horse to firstly settle. Firstly, he puts him in a good position, then he gets him to settle, and he's a good strong rider and a finish. And he's still learning, so there's plenty of upside to Rory. Unfortunately, he didn't get to ride in Costaline today. That was the main reason for him going up there. It would have been good to give him a couple of rides, but he rides Amavatio well, so he'll certainly get a chance to win a great race up there.
What about Cool Company in that race? He has different form lines, and look, it's a race he could improve in.
Yeah, I can't fault the way he looks or the way he's working, but clearly he hasn't found his European form, so just going to come out a bit more negative on him today and let him get some cover, and hopefully that'll see him settle better and run better. But needs to improve, but he's found the right race to find some form.
In the 10,000 Delectation, we all know he's got the ability. How's he doing?
Doing very well. His run in the BTC sprint was brilliant. He was charging at the line and most importantly, settled well early. So the two-week backup hopefully doesn't see him be too fresh and can settle. Fortunately, it looks like there's good speed in the race. That'll help. And he's got a nice gait. So he might be midfield instead of being back last over this distance from a good gait.
Mm. 1350, there's not enough evidence there to say what his best distance is.
I think this is his best distance. It's just a matter of him settling. Obviously, they go slower over 1,400-metre type distances, so that's his downfall. He just gets that head up and over races, and they can't win races doing things like that. So I honestly believe this is the right distance if he settles.
McIntosh, were you going to try and ride him with a silly going today? He's a little bit of aggressive, this horse, but they're not going hard in the races that he's been in.
Yeah, every race I've had him for, we've endeavoured to get cover on him, but he just jumps too well and rolls. Takes his racing very seriously and sort of is out there on a mission, so to speak. So, yeah, barrier three, there's no better opportunity to try and get cover on him. And he drew well last start. He might have been drawn barrier one, but if nothing wants to take the lead, well, we know he can roll along and he's fairly comfortable there. But obviously, heading towards a derby, you're trying to do everything possible to help him settle. So we'll leave it up to Blake. But look, if he's not ridden with cover, at least we know he can roll along in front.
Exactly right. Multifacets, any hope?
Yes. Very unlucky last start. he, if you go back and watch the replays there, he just went into dead ends in a slowly run race last start. And he's another one at silly odds, Ronnie, and certainly worth following.
Okay. Let's throw him in the quaddy. Sydney Hittite finished off well at Herdebu. Looks to have ability.
Yeah, nice filly. I think it's all about three-year-old year for her, so I think she could look attractive today, but realistically, winning this race might be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Three runners in race three. Pioneering's been around the mark in two runs. Baggy, well, she deserves another win.
Yeah, 1,400 will suit much better. Drawn well, got a claim. She's certainly going to be hard to beat.
Bold beginnings. Didn't get a lot of room there first up.
No, 1,400 metres will suit her better, and she's no superstar, but this is her type of race. So I would guess Pioneering would be a slightly better chance, but she's capable on her day.
And what about Flaunting? Much better ridden back last time.
Yeah, completely different horse, and won impressively. Untouched, in fact, and Glenn Schofield gave her a big rap after the race. Obviously, it's a massive step up in class today, but look, she's showing that ability, and as you say, ridden quieter, she's certainly more effective, so she might be able to take the next step as well.
Race four, Rodrigo, looks solid race, but he maps well.
Yeah, he'll get a lovely run. He just was a bit keen in his race last start, which I thought was a very competitive race. He could easily bounce back today. He needs to settle a bit better, but certainly a good chance on the gate.
And Pursuit of Honour looks an improver on the rise.
Yeah, big improver. He's done everything just in one preparation and knocking on the door for a Saturday win. Last start was very good. Tacked the line strongly. He's drawn to get a good run also, and it will be very hard to beat.
Now, Lou, how's she going? She's probably hoping for that drop of rain earlier in the morning with her.
Yeah, definitely right. We were even thought about scratching her, but she needs to run somewhere because I think the tracks are only just around the corner. There's a bit of rain forecast next week, and then we're working on having horses fit enough, so she needs to run to get that fitness.
Probably the point. Legs. Yeah, probably the point with these stayers in the cup here, Opinion. I thought he could run a race at big odds today.
Yeah, his last run was too bad to be true. We couldn't find any issues with him, but obviously step up and trip. I think he just got run off his legs. That was the Geneve race that they run in track record time, and he just never got a chance to travel. So totally different race today, but realistically, you'd like to see him do a little bit more. And he and probably Beyond Thankful will head towards that two-mile race in 2 weeks' time at Randwick.
Hawkesbury, look, he was a bit better last time, and he just sucked up here from Barrier 1.
Yeah, every indication at home, Ron, is to suggest that this horse has really improved. So we'd be disappointed if he firstly can't run on the first three, and I do think he's a chance of perhaps upsetting the favourite. It's a big call, but
okay.
When he does come right at home, it's normally a good sign. Winona seems to suit him. He jumped well for her the other day and wanted to be there. And as you say, he should get a similar run again today.
Okay. What does Rory think of you putting Winona on a few horses?
Yeah. No problem at this stage. As he keeps riding winners, he'll safely hold the gap.
Okay. Moist Murphy's to light up in class down in weight.
Yeah, he was the one not Beyond Thankful that's gone to 2 mile race with Opinion, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, a big step up in class. And look, he looks a genuine stayer, but I don't think he could beat these horses at this level, but over 2 miles he could.
Are you going to back up Dance of Heroes?
Yep, he'll definitely run. He needs to dodge wet weather if there's wet weather coming. We'll make the most of the good track today, which is great. We've had a lovely autumn. And he's racing in great form, and it's a good tough win last start, and he looks to get a similar run again today.
Mm. Hollywood Bound, he's back from Victoria. It's a race he could run well in.
Yeah, he's had two runs in open company in Melbourne and failed both times after looming up. Then we won a race in between. He ran a really good second in lesser company, which is similar to what he's racing in today. He's ready for the 1,800, but he's weighted up to his best. So obviously for a punter, those horses don't win out of turn, but I can't fault him.
And in the last disgraceful 3 weeks into good first up run?
Yeah, he went terrific. 1,400 will suit better. Awkward barrier, but a good jockey in Brenton Abdullah to try and overcome that. And yeah, he's a good tough horse, and I think he's come back a little bit better this prep.
A bit Spencer Beale just seemed to loom up and knock up there at Scone. Well, I didn't think it was a bad run.
Yeah, I entirely agree. Just fitness, I think, got him in those last 100 metres. So shouldn't be using the same excuse today. And because of that, he's a chance. Good draw, should get a lovely run.
And first run for you, any expectation?
Not really. We've just given him a couple of quiet trials to try and keep a bit of speed in his legs, but we will be expecting him to show up later in the prep. I think he's a lovely horse that's going to stay, so it's a good starting point for him. Just want to see him attacking the line, and we'll be just as happy as a win, I guess. But he's a nice horse to follow.
Okay. Any hope with the two runners in Melbourne for Carrot Frontier?
He'll improve over 2,400. I guess a place chance, and Fonse from a wide gate will just go back. It just needs that bit of luck.
Beauty. Thanks, Chris.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris. What time's the flight?
Missed the first one. I think I'm back to about 10:05.
Oh.
Is that because of Ron's long interview?
No, because of you.
No,
all right, good luck. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Chris Wallow there, running through all of his runners, comprehensive today and tomorrow. I must admit, I liked multi-facets when he responded to any chance today.
Yeah, interesting. He obviously thinks it's got a chance. What did he catch my win? Hawkspur is the one
Hawkspur.
That caught my eye.
Yeah, I was on him last week.
Was you?
Yeah, I had something on him the other day. So
it seems like he thinks he'll run very well. He's got a speed bump there, but always called Raw Impulse. But
isn't that amazing that Darren Weir, with the juggernaut that he controls, that he's never trained a winner in Sydney?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I find that amazing. Probably from limited numbers, but...
He went close with Blackheart Bart in that race earlier this... was it the All Age or something?
Yeah,
it
wasn't
that?
Far away there.
Yeah.
He's got a good chance of knocking it off today.
Exactly. I won't go through all the earlies because we're only 10 minutes from the interim, but the only early scratching, or two early scratchings this morning, are race 4, number 15, Princess Aria, race 4, number 15, and then in race 8, number 7, Soviet Courage. I reckon all the others will be pretty much in the papers this morning, but they're the two that have come through this morning, race 4, number 15, and race 8, number 7. And Bjorn Baker's just texted me, Ron Cadogan is going to be running up there. He was just leaving it till this morning to decide, but the two-year-old will run in the sires. Joe Pride's online now. Morning to you, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
Looking forward to these today. Let's go through them, Ron.
Well, Brisbane first, Joe. Rock Sturdy, obviously nothing went... Not a lot went right last week.
Yeah, he's a horse who, shown in the past, he really doesn't race well inside of horses. Sort of horse who can sit out deep and, you know, not too disappointed to draw a wide barrier there. He just likes to maintain some momentum. He'll just roll from that gate, maybe midfield, maybe a touch better, hopefully, and just go around them.
Mm, okay, so come to the outside today.
Definitely.
Sydney, race 4, New Tipperary. He looked good winning with authority. He's been winning with authority of late.
Yeah, he's still quite raw. His win at Newcastle was excellent. Yes, he ran down Correspondent. Mm. He gave it 8 or 9 kilos that day. And it's hard to come off the pace there. Very progressive horse. He's not a particularly robust horse. He's quite a lightly framed little bloke, but he's got a big engine there.
Looks like a little bit of a turn of speed as well.
Yes, yeah, and look, I'd love to have drawn a little bit better there today, but in saying that, Tim said to me the other day, when you watch the replay, you can sort of see it. He doesn't want to be inside of horses.
Yep.
And when he got to the outside, he was much better. So while I would have liked to have drawn maybe in the middle of him, drawn out there, we'll just be quiet on him because he's the first go at 2,000 metres. I've got no doubt he'll run it, but I don't want to rev him up. So just quiet on him, second half of the field, he can sustain a really long run.
Yeah. I am Zalady. We know she's a good mare. Talk to me about the Kembla trials. I'm a little bit shaky about that one.
Yeah, look, I was too. I was left cold. I was going to run her in Brisbane last week, but she trialled the way I wanted to see her trial. I haven't trialled many horses down at Kembla, and the couple I took down there that day, neither of them trialled particularly well, and it's a funny, tight, turning little track. She just never actually looked like she was travelling.
Hmm. What did you have on her? You had muffs. You had everything on her.
She's with earmuffs. Yeah,
okay. She's
yeah, she, she's an unusual mare. It was an unusual trial. Everything going into that was perfect, and everything since that has been spot on. So I'm going to disregard it. I didn't want to travel her away off the back of that, but I'm more than happy to have her at 1,100 sort of first up in a fast race, because I think when she's at her best when she's able to just sit just off them. And yeah, I'd no doubt, you know, there wouldn't be too many that would be behind her in this race, because it's a pretty quick smallish field.
Mm. But anyway, she's like the old I am the lady at home.
Yes, 100%. Couldn't be happy with her. She'll present really well today. She looks fantastic, blood spot on. She's continued to strengthen over the last sort of 6 months. So I'm very pleased with her, and she'll earn a triple away if she can run well today.
You're pretty strong in race six, Butterboon. Can she bounce back?
Yes, yep. No, she's looked maybe a little bit plain the last couple with apprentices on. I think, elected just to carry the weight with her today, senior jockey back on. And, you know, I think her run last start was a lot better than, you know, it maybe appears on paper. You know, those 1100s are like at Rose Hill. You can't go ahead start and she gave away fast enough.
Trishoire, you've kept her fresh at 1200.
Yeah, look, I was going to be happy enough to run last week. We drew wide and had a firmish track. I was kind of hoping for a bit of rain today. She's fine on the decent ground. I think I sort of talked yesterday it was rain. It was hard. It hasn't been hard for a long time. It may well be, but I wouldn't have thought it would be too bad. There's huge showers starting to pass through here now, so hopefully they're headed to Raymond.
Mm. And you've also obviously got Bonetto there. Nice draw and did enough first up.
Yeah, she was good. Nice little run. She's another mare, probably enjoys a softish track, but she might get to dictate this race, and when she does that, she's quite dangerous.
Okay. Who's the top seed there? Is there much in it?
Probably not, but I think if that track's playing a little bit sort of, you know, horses coming from off the pace, Strashar's pretty strong, and I've been trying to put a set of blinkers on this mare for a long time, and she gets them today.
Beautiful. On you, Joe. Good luck.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Joe Pride going through his runners today. Just a couple, Mike and Ron. Norm Gardner making the decision to take away Adam Mead from the Tab Highway and go to the other race. Talking to him yesterday off air, he just seemed to be thinking that the horse wasn't well weighted in the Tab Highway and certainly winnable in race six. Six, yeah, race six down there on 54, Mike.
Well, I certainly hope he's made the correct decision, because I've got it in my numbers, and it's only having a second preparation. The first up effort I thought was good at Hawkesbury and was sort of forced to cover ground. It's a month between runs, which is a good stat for the horse, and looking at its first preparation, it improved a heap between its first and second run. So banking on all of that and getting a good draw, I think it's a live chance in that race, Ron.
Yeah, look, going back to the highway, you would think they'd be the weakest race of the day, but this one, although there's only seven runners, it's quite solid. The couple of those horses are coming out of solid form races. Maybe he has made the right decision. Just Adam Eve is a smart horse, but she just lacks that little bit of size and scope at the moment.
Okay.
In my eye.
Okay.
But I can see Norm's thinking. Get her down, and he doesn't want to carry in 57s and 58s because of the size of road. So
yeah. Anyway, we'll keep going through them here. Kieran Ma. Now we haven't got Kieran yet, Ron, but we have got Sam Clippett. And Kieran Ma yesterday, my understanding, went out fishing, and he had a day off in preparation for today. So whether we get him, because he was certainly uncontactable yesterday. So we'll wait and see how we go with Kieran
Ma.
Well, it was that big game fishing or something he was meant to be doing, but if we can get him, we certainly will. Sam Clipperton's online, as I say, at 28 after 7 on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, excellent, mate. A great opportunity today. I don't know whether you had the option of going north, but you've picked up some really competitive rides today.
Yeah, got a great book of rides today. Got a full book. It's going to be a big day. And as you said, I got a few leading chances, and I'm riding a boom stay in the making. So it's very exciting, and we have a bit of luck on our side.
Well, you have picked up the ride on Raw Impulse, and he does look a name for the spring, like he's one of the Caulfield Cup favourites. I suppose that if you do everything right on him today, it gets your name on the board to say, well, if you get a lightweight in a Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, my name's on the list because I've won on him.
Yeah, well, you're right there, Ron. I suppose it would, but my main focus today is just I have a job to do. I'm just going to go out and try and get the job done to the best of my ability. I'm not thinking, down the track of, about the Horses Melbourne Cup campaign or whatever. I'm purely thinking about getting the job done today, and that's what I've been employed to do. And, it's same with all my mounts. I'm just going to go out and do the best I possibly can, try and give the horses every possible chance to winning the race, and as a jockey, that's all I can do.
What have you got to say about Raw Impulse? You would have looked at his replays. How are you approaching the horse?
Yeah, look, he's obviously very exciting. I watched all these runs live, and then I went through them. Went through all these runs again yesterday. Just seems to have an incredible acceleration, particularly over a trip. Seems to just, once he balances up, he really lowers himself and attacks the line. So today drawing four could be a bit tricky, quite a big field. With Ecuador in the race, they should be going along at a pretty genuine speed for a 2400 metre race. And I'm just going to get the horse in a nice rhythm. Not so much worry about the race, just try and get the horse in a nice rhythm. He's going around Sydney Way for the first time, I'm assuming. I suppose it would have worked this way, being with Darren on his property, just get the horse in a nice rhythm, nice and relaxed, and start worrying about the race probably at 1,500 miles. And I know I'm on a very, very good horse with a great turn of foot, so just not going to panic, and the horse will tell me where he wants to be and how he's going. So once I get him around that bend, I'll unleash that amazing turn of foot and hopefully get the job done.
Ecuador race one looks a nice pick-up ride for Team Snowden.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. I trialled him before his first start at Canterbury and was quite impressed with him. And then Blake rode him for his first start and won very well. He was very green and still did the job very easily. So he's got a lot of upside. Drawing a bit awkward today probably doesn't really concern me from the 1400 metre shoot. It's quite a fair start and you can be anywhere in the race really and still be in a winning position, but also this draw will probably suit the horse the way he raced at Canterbury, got back and attacked the line. I should just be able to let the horse find his feet, get a nice card up from the 600, and he'll be tacking the line again, no doubt.
Race 2 Ruby May, you wouldn't know a lot about her.
Don't know a lot about her, no, but she's in consistent form up the country. She's with a great trainer in Leon Davies. Field's fallen away a little bit, so she should be very competitive.
Samus in race 3, backing up and back in distance from last week for Gay.
Yeah, obviously the 2,000 metres didn't suit, but before that her form was very consistent. Never ran a bad race. Again, probably a good draw for the horse. Stepping back from 2,000 to 1,400, I can just take my time getting her out of the barriers and putting her in a good position. There won't be any sort of urgency. If she's sharp enough, which no doubt she will be being this day, Warehouse, she'll relish coming back in distance back to the 1400, and she'll give a good sight, that's for sure.
Not a gypsy in race 4?
Yeah, not a gypsy's run wasn't too bad behind a horse that's actually going up to the 8th in Romantic Maze. Wasn't beaten far, three lengths or so, and meets relatively the same field. So, again, she's drawn a bit awkward, but she generally races back in the field anyway, and just, I'll just let her travel and be comfortable and again, try and get on the back of the right horse at the 600, and should be attacking the line.
Prince Famous should get a nice little run here.
Definitely, he's quite a quirky horse, Prince Famous. He can want to go a bit keen in his races, but he's a bit of a natural free strider as well. That's how he's run his best races, if he's able to lead and dictate. Whether he can do that today, not sure, with Harara, and that's a good idea in the race. But like you said, he's drawn very well. I should be able to dictate the race in a way by making, whether I lead or make the horse work around me and being in the spot I want to be in, but I'll just have to ride the race as the gates open. But he's right down the limit weight today. He's usually carrying big weights, but today he's got 54, so No, I'm very confident about his chances today.
Race 6, Pressoir, nice win last time.
Yeah, nice win first up. She's a lovely mare. Got quite an opinion of her. She won Melbourne Cup Day at Randwick over 1400 and was very impressive. And then had a bit of a bit of an off campaign. And then she came back and won well on Anzac Day at Randwick. So she's back to she's at her favourite track today. She's won over the trip. Looks a nice race for her. I'm very confident. She's got the blinkers first time today. I'm confident she'll be very hard to beat.
Race 8, Chelmanizer, not hopeless.
No, not hopeless. Look, with an astute trainer in Jason Addard, got the barrier one. I'll get this horse out. Give it the gun run, and it's on the limit weight. So if I just get the horse in a nice comfort zone, travel and in a rhythm, well, it should have a bit of a kick for me.
Yeah, well, hardly ever in the last dry tracker, it could improve.
Definitely. Its first two runs this campaign were good. On a good second and then come out and won. And then it just kind of tapered off a bit, but back, like you said, on a dry track, good alley. Doesn't look too strong of a race. I think you can bounce back there and run well.
Just refresh my memory. I think you got some nice Brisbane commitments coming up. What are you locked into up here?
I'm going up to Brisbane for Romantic Maid in the Oaks.
That's right.
She won very well at Randwick a couple of weeks back, and then which got her into the Oaks, and then fortunate enough, Roger James and the connections were able to give me the opportunity to go right in the Oaks. So that's very exciting. She looks to be one of the leading chances, and I actually worked her on Wednesday morning on the Kenzo at Randwick, and she worked beautifully. So she's come right on again since that win, and she should be peaking at the right time for the Oaks.
Beautiful. No Stradbroke ride?
No Stradbroke ride at the moment. Whether something comes up in the coming week or so, not sure, but no, not at the moment.
Beauty.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Sam. Good luck with all of them today.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sam Clipperton joining us there, riding Raw Impulse in the big one today, the Mackell Cup. Scratchings have gone interim. There's 19 of them. Race 1, number 6, V8. Race 1, number 6. Race 2, number 5, The Little Racketeer, and 6, Adam Eve, 5 and 6. Race 3, number 2, Rowinda, and 4, Wayan Wah, 2 and 4 out of the third. Race 4, number 13, Harvard, who's running in Brisbane, and 15, Princess Aria, 13 and 15. Race 5, 5, Fine Mist, and 8, Glenbourne Dame, 5 and 8. Race 6, number 1, Pioneering, and 10, The Little Racketeer, 1 and 10. The Mackell Cup Race 7, number 4, Index Linked, 12, Secateur, and 13, Zatapaz, 4, 12 and 13. Race 8, number 5, Shazozo, 7, Soviet Courage, and 9, Duke of Valentinois, 5, 7 and 9. And Race 9, number 3, Grand Punto, and 11, Sahara Chill, 3 and 11. Their interim scratchings for Randwick were on a good 3. The Pento 4.91, they are saying showers possibly between 9 and 11 this morning. It's 23-8 on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the right mix of racing and sports every morning at 10 with Tab Talk. From trainers and jockeys to Buzz Rockfield every Friday. Be sure to join the Tab Talk family every morning at 10 on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Be part of the biggest weanling sale in the Southern Hemisphere in 2016. The Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 19 to 22 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. For catalogues and information, visit inglis.com.au.
There's a smartphone built with more.
Feel the beat ringing out.
More news, more talk, more live sport. More of the things you love. A smartphone with a digital radio. The new LG Stylus DAB+. The first ever digital radio smartphone. With a digital radio feature, you'll get less battery drain and be able to listen to all your favorite stations and up to 30 extra ones with no streaming costs. Get more. The LG Stylus DAB+ smartphone with digital radio. Available from your Optus or Virgin Mobile store. Free the things you love.
We love your calls every Monday morning at 9 on Punters Postmortem.
It's 21 to 8 here on Sky Sports Radio. We'll go through all the scratchings in about 15, 20 minutes. But Doomben, the only additional this morning was Traveston Girl of note there. Traveston Girl, race 3, number 6. Ron Duffus is in Brisbane. Ron, it's beautiful and sunny up there this morning.
It certainly is, Andrew. That's an interesting scratching. Traveston Girl just takes that speed out of that race. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with those two favourites. You know, your Jasoni and Amicus. Tactically, it's game on.
Yeah, exactly. Still game fishing is Kieran Maher, so we're going to Peter Snowden now at 20 minutes to 8. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How you been?
Yeah, well, thank you.
That's good. Good numbers up north and some excellent chances at Randwick.
Yeah, no, fingers crossed we have a bit of joy, but a bit of work to do on. Hope we have some luck.
Just before I go on, Wagga races today, guys. A text from Ray Murray. Wagga races have been postponed after a further 12 millimetres of rain overnight. So the news from Wagga, that was already transferred back to the course proper, but the meeting at Wagga has been postponed today. Ron, take it away.
Pete, this colt in the first Akatua. He showed a good turn of speed winning at East Taboo.
Yeah, did a good job, Ron. He's silvery new and raw. But once he got clear air in the straight, got to the outside, he let down really nicely. But come on a fair bit since then. He learned a lot from that race. Had winkers on him through the week, and he certainly improved with those. He's picked him right up and got him on his mind on the job, and doing a touch awkward. Certainly, $7 is going to suit him to a seat nicely.
Mm. Not a gypsy. He's been running on okay of late.
He has. He just probably got too far back in the day, so we're trying to have him a little bit more forward today. But he's been knocking on the door. His horse has got good ability. Just still learning his craft, but fitness levels should be right now, and I expect him to run well.
And you got two runners in the sprint there. That's a good idea. It was a good run at Scone. Probably you don't want those showers this morning for a horse like him.
I've been watching the sky all morning. It's building up out in the west. It doesn't look good, but at the moment the track's good. We were at the couple of the course proper this morning. It was excellent. Get those conditions to suit him today will suit him, but we get rain, well, it's not his cup of tea.
Well, you got Prince Famous there as a backup. It was an encouraging first up run from him. He's genuine.
Yeah, good, genuine, honest horse. He'll make his own luck, make good gait. Plenty of speed in that race. He'll be one of them. He'll be on speed, but very genuine customer and sure to run well.
Okay. Brisbane today, well, the 10,000, yeah. The Dothraki and the Charlie Boys, they've both been very good horses for the stable. How do you assess them today?
Yeah, look, I expect a big improvement from Charlie Boy today. He's really come on. This is his war. He's just as 13.50. Doing a good game to get a good run. And certainly won't surprise me to see him jump out of the ground. I think last start he just was a bit close and just out of his comfort zone. Went very, very quick in that race. He's probably only three pairs back and just on the bridle, that's all, and just couldn't quicken off it. Looks like a lot less tempo in the race today. Even there's probably only two horses once they find the spot, and you see him drop anchor there, and he gets that three pair back run of a steady tempo. I do expect him to run a lot better.
Mm. And Dothraki?
Yeah, he's fine. I think 13.50 probably that's his maximum trip. He's very effective, fresh and short. He's done particularly well. Left him up there. The weather's been outstanding out there. He looks great. Work was still very sharp too, so I expect him to run another bowl race. But I think 13.50 just stretches him a tad.
Okay. Listening to you, you're thinking Charlie Boy's going to do something today.
I think so. I know it's a big turnaround what they did at his last start. Dothraki, you think about him, he's very, very genuine. He never runs a bad race, so you know he's going to run a good race. But like the other horse has been just off his game for some reason, and I certainly can't pick it in his work and his appearance, but outstanding work on Tuesday, and I just think the tempo of the race suits him well today.
Beauty. Barood, race 2, total forgive at Scone. How's he come on?
Yeah, well, he's arrived there in good order. Just a total forget run. What I did like about it, even though he got beat, he stopped dead in his tracks and Karen was trying to push Mogadil around the road, but he was going nowhere trying to do that. He gave the horse probably a good 2 length start by the time he got away from the scrimmage and got let him down. But the last 50 metres, he was very strong and threw the line great. So, bodes well. He definitely would have finished that race off strongly had he got out. And he hasn't missed a beat since. All he needs is the right luck in running and looks for good tempo on the race, good speed there. So he's good when he ambushes and he's hit three pairs back of that running line. It looks sets up ideal for him.
Attention, he was pretty good off that freshen last time.
He did. It was a great run first up. He's done particularly well up there as well. I seen him work on Tuesday. It was very good. When he gets to his gear, really focused him. He'll make his own luck there. It's a good field. There's some few unknowns there, and only like the racehorse that has shown a bit, as he has. But he's definitely trained on, and I think he'll be very hard to beat.
Okay, and do you expect him to go to a mile?
Well, it depends on what he does today. We see him strong at the end of today. We'll definitely go there, but he's got to show us that he's good late there.
Your other runner in Brisbane is Pajaro. I know the weights are against him, but the timing's perfect.
Yeah, he's had a great prep. His going run just turned out excellent. It was a good effort. He will be the standard margin. I thought his effort was very good. He was stopped pretty much in his tracks at the furlong and picked himself up and through a great ride. He was good late and good through the line. He's trained on particularly well since. He's a very lightly raced horse and a lot of upside to him, I think. The tour doesn't worry me. He's better ridden back anyway, so it's a matter of getting a bit of luck at the right time and he'll be there to finish again, no doubt.
Beautiful.
And Pete, Capitalist, how's the horse returned to work?
Yeah, very good, Andrew. He's coming just a touch early, but did a bit of beaming this morning, straight up one of the bridle, and his eyes did not like Christmas trees. So he's feeling on top of the world. He's in great order. He looks fantastic. Fingers crossed, couldn't be happier.
And Pete, it's non-stop, this business. You'd have all the young, some of the young two-year-olds even coming through the stable this time of year.
Yeah, no, we've had quite a few through Ronnie. Happy with them too. There's some quite a few Pinheiros here which have come along nicely, but nice bunch of horses and very lucky to have what we have, but looks to be something there.
All right, well, we won't squeeze you down yet, but it won't be long.
No,
they haven't even turned two yet, Ronnie, on a sec.
That's
mate.
All right, well, we like an early start. If they show ability early, you know they're going to show it shortly.
All right, Pete, good luck today.
All right, you're welcome, guys.
Peter Snowden there. Jesus, Ron, you're keen for a tip, mate. We're going off breeding or something now, aren't we?
I love the two-year-old. Well, I'll just look for the Pinheiros that Peter has.
Two-year-olds are great. Love the two-year-olds.
That's some sort of start.
Yeah, it is. He must have a few there that have, in his words, lit up like Christmas trees. But anyway, Matt Dale's online, Ron. Just thought we'd grab him with Fell Swoop. We're still trying for Kira Ma, but no luck at this stage. But Matt's got Fell Swoop in the Doomben 10,000. Matt, talking to you off here in the last sort of 10 days or so, you just feel the 1350 is just going to be perfect for your horse today.
Yeah, that's right. I think he probably showed last start there that he was looking for further last start. Sort of lacked a little bit of his tactical speed, and Doomben's obviously a very fast 1200 there last start, and the wide gate didn't help. But I think from gate one today, I think 1350 was 30 down to the ground.
Matt, I don't think there's any denying that his was the best run in the race last time. He was chasing a hot speed with three deep with no cover and no folded J's. That's how the race mapped as well. It looked awkward for him and it turned out awkward. But I think a lot of people are worried how that run has affected him.
Well, look, I was very mindful of that tough run and he just kept finding the line even when, you know, you think at the top of the straight he shouldn't. He's that sort of horse. He's an ultimate competitor and he gives you his all, but we were mindful of that and I gave him a couple of days to tell me what he wanted to do, and he actually pulled up really, really well from the run, and straight after the race his recovery was really good, and that transpired into him picking up and eating really well straight after the race. So we haven't done much with him gallop-wise. He's very, very fit. He's been up a long time. We had him ready for an Oakley plate in February, so just a matter of ticking him over, keeping him happy and sweet. He's only had one gallop in between races and presents today in good order. He's been eating great. His attitude's good. And like I say, I was mindful of that tough run and working accordingly.
Okay, so if he happened to run well or win today, would you consider running him in the Stradbroke as well?
At this stage, I'm just going to get through today. You know, I've been mindful the whole time up here in Brisbane. We're mindful that it'd be one race at a time. With all four races on the agenda, but one race at a time, because I've never been one, particularly with this horse. I let him tell me sort of when to pull up stumps. So we'll get through today. That's all I'm looking at the moment, and then reassess.
Yeah. And how do you see him from the inside draw today?
Well, look, obviously much preferred than the outside draw, but he will have more tactical speed, I think, today, just keeping him on the pressure side, end up to 1350, and from barrier one, you can sort of use it in a different way than we had to try and use it the other day from the white draw. So I think he'll be handy. He'll be handy, and I think Zach will be able to ride him however he wants to ride him. So, yeah, I think we'll be up in the first few and have a bit more of a horse travelling around the tight Doomben Bend as we have in his last start.
All right, good luck. Hope it runs well for you, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Matt Dale there with the latest on Fell Swoop. Zach Purton, of course, takes the ride there on a few of these. It'll be... Well, he was there at the carnival last year, Ron, and he's back again with some key rides. Maybe Brazen in the last will be an interesting contender.
Jesus, a good run in the lead-up, Brazen. It's a hard race to assess the rough habit, where they just slowed and walked and sprinted home. So it's not much of a guide to this race, although the market has really reacted with McIntosh, obviously, with the dominance of that win. But... It's an interesting race as far as we got Howard Be Thy Name, who's going for five straight, and although he's been up a while, he's really turned the corner, that horse. And then the Rough Habit form, so hard to read, with Brazen making that early run and a few horses finding a bit of trouble, and Cylinder Beach being only second up. It's an interesting race as far as the Derby's concerned. This is going to answer a few questions.
What do you think of that horse, Unbreakable, Ronnie?
Yeah, he's an interesting horse of O'Shea's. Different form, which is always opens the eyes, and you have to respect, the Godolphin decision to bring him here. Well, obviously, you have got a liking for him to a certain extent.
Well, no, I just thought his runs were okay, and I didn't think it was you take the favourite out of the race. I thought it was a very winnable race, and he seems to run the trip quite well, and he seems consistent. So yeah, no, I just thought he was an interesting runner. His ratings are good enough to put him in the mix for sure and certain.
Interesting.
All right, Kieran Maher, Ron, I'm sorry, but we just can't get him.
We weren't using him for bait.
We've even tried the jockey a few times, Mark Zara, who's already up in Brisbane. We can't get him, so...
No worries.
Yeah. Quick question for Ronnie about the 10,000. What did you like there, Ron?
Look, it's the only race of the day that I'm open to anyone's opinion. I'm a little on the fence, to tell you the truth. I've tipped my old mate there, Delectation. There's two of him. I just thought his run was brilliant the other day, and he sort of maps similar here. If they open up for him, I think he can ambush him. But enormous respect for Fell Swoop. I love Azcadelia, one of my favourite horses, but I have to oppose her at the price on this tight turning track today. I think whatever she does, she's going to jump out of the ground at Eagle Farm.
Could Hooks bring a surprise?
Yes. Well, he won the Tramway first up last year, but that was a no-pressure race, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah.
Yeah, but John Thompson's just training so well.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not going to argue with anyone's opinion here. I was very, very interested in Peter this morning and giving him more or less saying, well, Charlie Boyle beat Dothraki home.
Yeah.
You're talking $18 and $6. There's multiple ways you could go here, and we've got to just monitor how this track's playing.
Yeah, exactly.
This little two blue might give a little bit of a kick off
kick.
The bend.
Yeah, it did the other day. Ron, Kieran Maher can talk straight out of the scratchings here. So what I'm going to do is do it straight into them, and then we'll have a chat with him, eh?
Beauty.
All right, oh. So let's have a look at them for Randwick. It's, they're saying maybe a few showers this morning. We'll keep an eye on that. Track at the moment, a good 3, penetrometer 4.91. Race 1, number 6, V8, number 6. Race 2, number 5, the Little Racketeer, and 6, Adam Eve, 5 and 6. Race 3, number 2, Rowinda, and 4, Weighing Way, 2 and 4. Race 4, 13, Harvard, and 15, Princess Aria, 13 and 15. Randwick Race 5, number 5, Fine Mist, and 8, Glenbourne Dame, 5 and 8. Race 6, number 1, Pioneering, and 10, the Little Racketeer, 1 and 10. The Mackell Cup Race 7, 4 Index Linked, 12 Secateur, 13 Zatapaz, 4, 12 and 13. Race 8, number 5 Shizozo, 7 Soviet Courage and 9 Duke of Valentinois, 5, 7 and 9. And Race 9, number 3 Grand Punto and 11 Sahara Chill, 3 and 11. Kembla Grange, very windy there yesterday, tracks a good 3 and the rail at 8 metres. The first 3 races are clear. Race 4, number 2, Rock of Mahal, number 2. Race 5, number 8, V8, number 8. Race 6 at Kembla, take out 6, Hard Go Joe, and 7, First Order, 6 and 7. Race 7, clear, And race 8 at Kembla, take out 4, Tabarbane, number 4. That's Kembla Grange, light on for scratchings. Now, repeating, today's program at Wagga has been postponed. They had further rain overnight, I think about 12 mil, and they can't race on the course proper either after it was switched there on Thursday. So the Wagga race meeting today has been postponed. To Sandown Lakeside in Melbourne, it's a soft 7, penetrometer 5.69, and also down there they're saying a possible shower through this morning. Sandown Race 1, take out 5, Hornet's Nest, number 5. Race 2, number 5, Volante, 7, Grasshopper, and 12, Rock Gazelle, 5, 7, and 12. The third, take out 4, Kuldini, and 9, Black Stardom, 4 and 9. Race 4, number 10, Hutnell, number 10. Race 5 at Sandown, 1, Strachan, 2, Raposo, 18, Baby Don't Cry, and 20, He's a Ripper. 1, 2, 18, and 20. Race 6, take out 3, Nudie Rudy. 4, Rossell Citrata. 7, Viotta. And 9, Ragazzo del Corsa. 3, 4, 7, and 9 out of race 6. Race 7, number 17, More Spark. 17. Race 8, the scratchings are 11, Freshwater Storm. 12, Nozomi. And 14, Volunteers, 11, 12, and 14. And race 9, 3, Volcanic Ash, 4, Here to There, 5, Running Bull, and 11, Alias, 3, 4, 5, and 11. Doomben 10,000 days, we've heard from Ron, it's fine and sunny there, the tracks are good for, penetrometer 4.92. Now we have a late scratching in the first, race 1, number 1, Saluta, came out on vets about 10 minutes ago. So it's deemed a late scratching. Race 1, number 1, Saluta. Race 2, number 1, Most Important, and 9, Secret Saga, 1 and 9. The third, number 6, Traveston Girl, number 6. Race 4, Clear. Race 5, number 14, Silfeed, number 14. Race 6, Clear. Race 7, the 10,000, take out 10, Divine Centura, number 10. And race 8, take out 6 in Costa Line, number 6. Repeating the late scratching at Doomben, race 1, number 1, Saluta. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's fine in the soft 7 there. They've had just over 12 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. So a soft 7 and the rail true. They're saying the weather is fine. Race 1 at the moment is clear. Race 2, number 9, Miss Mossy McLaren, number 9. Race 3, number 11, Silent Man, and 13, Choo Choo Charlie, 11 and 13. Race 4, number 8, Lex Get Ready, number 8. Race 5, 2, Mr. Hollyfield, 5, Model Dragon, 6, Otherwise OK, and 7, Zolotoy, 2, 5, 6, and 7. Race 6 is at the moment clear. Race 7, number 4, Salamaster, number 4, and race 8, 6, Subject to Change, and 12, Deanna Jean, 6 and 12. Soft 7, they haven't quite gone interim, but they're the current scratchings for Morfordville Parks. That preview to come up just after 11, about 5 past 11 with Peter Ellis. It's 2 to 8, Sky Sports Radio.
DK here.
And Slab.
We're doing what we do best.
We are the only breakfast show dedicated to sport.
Back in the NRL, people, lovely.
We chat to the biggest names in sports.
Mel Meninga there.
Holly Holm.
G'day, Warney.
Wally Lewis.
Michael Clark.
And we're number one because no one else is doing it.
The only time I usually get stuck into the pickles is after the game.
The Big Sports Breakfast. 5:30 weekday mornings on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Sydney's number one pure sports breakfast show.
Because there isn't another one.
Dynamic Syndications and Mick Price offer a high-quality filly. Buy Written Tycoon from a half-sister to Group 1 winner, First Seal.
Mick Price here for Dynamic Syndications. Lot 364, the Written Tycoon filly. First Seal is Group 1. The second dam episode's an Oaks winner. She's strong, muscly, really nice filly. I love the filly. It's one of the better fillies in this sale.
Join the Dynamic Mick Price team. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
Be part of the biggest weanling sale in the Southern Hemisphere in 2016. The Inglis Great Southern Weanling and Bloodstock Sale, June 19 to 22 at Oaklands Junction, Melbourne. For catalogues and information, visit inglis.com.au.
Your punting day begins with Racing HQ.
And they're off and racing.
It's just gone 8 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio. We're having no luck back now with Kieran, so we're going to give it up, Ron. We'll move on because it is the last Saturday. I know